Cardinals and the Mets at Citi Field on Tuesday night. We pick it up top two. Rafael Montero down 1-0. He's in a bases loaded, no out jam. At the plate for the Cardinals, his counterpart, Michael Wacha.
2-2, now the pitch. Swing and a ground ball to second. It should be two. Cabrera to second, one. Reyes to first, too late. Wacha got down there in a hurry, and the Cardinals score a run. DeJong comes in from third. Here's Matt Carpenter, left-hand batter. First ball swinging, lines it in the air, deep to left. Cespedes going back, still going. It's over his head and one hop off the wall. Wong scores. Going all the way to third is Wacha. And down to second with his second straight first pitch double is Matt Carpenter, and the Cardinals have a 3-0 lead.
A lot of strange things to unpack. First of all, Cespedes did not get a good jump on that ball at all.
3-1 pitch, hit hard towards second. Nice backhand stop by Wong down to one knee, and he throws out Reyes, two men away. Very nice play by Colton Wong.
0-2 from Wacha coming in. Swing and a miss, down he goes. And Wacha large and in charge here tonight. On to inning 8. You can tell this guy wants it.
1-2 to Bruce. Wacha sets. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike 3, and the ball game is over. Michael Wacha has his first major league complete game.
The Mets fell behind early and could do nothing offensively against the resurgent Michael Wacha as he earned his first career complete game and shutout at the Mets' expense. Here is New York skipper Terry Collins in the aftermath of a 5-0 loss to St. Louis.
We've talked about it. In this league, you can't give away outs. When you play good teams, you can't give them extra outs. They capitalize on them. And when you got Wacha pitching like he did tonight, pretty dominant performance, and you let him have some extra runs, they're going to beat you.
Anything in particular stand out to you about Waka's stuff tonight?
Well, I haven't seen him pitch in a while against us, but obviously this is the guy that, you know, you've read about and heard about. You look it up, and he's got 118 pitches. He's still throwing 97 with a tremendous changeup and a good, very, very good curveball. So, you know, whatever injuries or health issues he's had in the past, they're over with. He's certainly back to as good as I've seen him.
Before the break, you had talked about liking Montero's ability to battle through certain things. Did you feel tonight, even with the score, that he still was able to stay within himself and battle through the game?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He could have, you know, after the second inning, things could have broke down on him. He didn't let him. He went out and made pitches and still got outs. And, you know, you looked up in the seventh inning, we're still right there. So I thought he did a nice job. I thought first couple innings, obviously, you know, we make a couple plays, it's a different situation. But he didn't get him down. He kept pitching.
Tony.
Terry, defensively, are you convinced that these are physical mistakes, or is there something else you're worried about, whether it's a lack of focus, something mental, anything like that?
Well, Tony, I mean, for the most part, I think they're, you know, the ball to Jose, the backhand ball, he kind of juggled a little bit getting it out of his glove, and, you know, the guy beat it out. It was a hit. You know, Lucas is the pop-up over by the first base dugout. I don't know if he was, you know, if he took his eye off of it at the last second. I didn't ask him, but certainly balls that, you know, the TJ didn't handle. I mean, their second one was a tough hop, but, you know, you got to make those plays. This is the major leagues, and we got to make plays.
Dan?
So you're okay with the focus that the team showed? You talked before the game about guys need to be focused on the task at hand and not worrying about trade deadline things. Do you worry that is creeping in a little bit after a performance like this?
Well, Dan, I don't think it's going to creep in after a performance like this. If it's going to creep in, it's going to creep in before a performance like this.
That's what I meant.
Oh, okay. You know, I don't think, again, I can't answer because I don't know what they think, what goes on in their mind. All I can tell you is what my approach has been to them, and that is you can't worry about if your name's mentioned or if it's not mentioned or anything else. You can't worry about, you know, possible call-ups. You can't worry about, you know, where you're going to be tomorrow. You're here today. You've got to worry about today. And so, I mean, what their thought process is, that's impossible for me to answer.
The Mets seek to bounce back on Wednesday behind Jacob deGrom. He'll be opposed by Mike Leake.